We're still on the fires, and the New South Wales government must respond to this state of fire emergency with increased funding for firefighters and proper resourcing for volunteers. That's the view of firefighter union boss Leighton Drury. This follows the decision to downgrade the firefighting staff in two regional areas, Peak Hill and Yeranga, with plans to reduce staff at up to 30 more stations as temperatures soar and the fires rage. Mr. Drury says we've been living through one of the worst droughts ever in Australian history, and we're living through one of the worst bushfire seasons, with, of course, those two volunteers losing their lives overnight.
It has been a terrible and relentless fire season. Look, our deepest condolences are with the firefighters' families, friends, colleagues, and fellow volunteers. It is a terrible reminder just how destructive these fires are and how dangerous it is to be on the front line. And our condolences go out to those families.
But you're also making the call that really volunteers and paid firefighters are not getting the support you'd like to see. And you've been saying that for some time.
No, absolutely. I mean, yesterday, although terrible things were happening, we saw a state of emergency declared, which means, you know, Gladys Berejiklian has opened up the coffers. But the very same day that she's done that, I sat at a meeting with Fire Rescue New South Wales where they said that they were going to cut the crewing levels on two towns, reducing fire services at Peak Hill and Yeranga, who are going through some of the worst droughts, one of the biggest fire seasons, and we're going to have less firefighters turning out. So just for your viewers, we need four to fight a fire effectively and safely, and they're now cutting that to do with budget, and they want to roll that out to 20 to 30 other stations around the state. Now, this is an outrage. I mean, it is unbelievable. On the very day that we declare a state of emergency, we've been in these fires now for months. The government's saying you can have anything you want, you've got the budget you need, there's no shortfall, and yet here we are, cuts to fire services in regional New South Wales. It's an absolute disgrace from this government. They're saying one thing and doing another.
Now, you say that you need four crew to handle the truck, so that means now less able vehicles will be used to fight those fires with less water.
Look, they've actually got a bit more water. They've just got less gear, and you've only got two firefighters, which means you cannot make an internal attack on a fire. So if you've got someone in a house that's trapped and needs rescuing, our firefighters will turn up, and will be our guidelines say do not go in until you've got four on the fire ground, because that is the only safe way to do it. And it's going to put my members in an absolute bind, because you've got someone in there dying, and you're going to put yourself at an unmeasurable risk. And this is not acceptable from this government. They've known about it. They've been cutting our budget for 8 years. We've been talking about this issue for 8 years. We said that bad things will happen if you cut fire services.
Now, we're talking about regional areas. You say that's two in regional areas there, one of them in Peak Hill. And you say it's going to be rolled out to more centres. That's what you're hearing as well.
That's what we're hearing. They've done it at Yeranga and Peak Hill. We learnt that yesterday. They confirmed that with us. The very day that we were declaring a state of emergency, and we've got half of New South Wales on fire. I mean, what is the government doing?
And what about the other issue we've heard? You know, volunteers and other firefighters have had to go on GoFundMe pages and on Facebook to ask for equipment and ask for funding and that sort of thing. Is that what you're hearing back from your members as well, that even just like face masks, and you don't have the equipment you need?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the government is saying one thing, people on the ground are saying another, and I can tell you who I back in. It's the people on the ground. They're the ones on the front line. They're the ones that say, we need this, and the politicians are saying, you've got what you need. I mean, there's an absolute disconnect between the government and the fire services, and they need to address that. Now, I'm calling on the Premier, the Treasurer, and the Emergency Services Minister to go and speak to Fire Rescue New South Wales and address the budget cuts that they have imposed on them. $27 million of labour expense savings need to be found. That's a fancy way of saying a budget cut. Now, they're saying that we've got a record budget. Well, I'm calling, you know, rubbish on that.
So how come we don't have the RFS Commissioner saying he needs more money, he needs more gear?
Look, I can't speak for the RFS, but what I will say is that the RFS volunteers have been out in the field now for 3 months, and that is unsustainable. Our great volunteers are worn out. You know, you cannot expect people just to pick up, stop their lives, stop their work, not do all the things that they normally do, and for weeks on end, go and fight fires in another place. This is why we're saying we need more professional firefighters. We need to help out our volunteers here. This is, I mean, it's nearly slave labour, to be quite honest. To expect people week after week to go and do this, people are taking their own annual leave, leave without pay, and this is not acceptable. This is not what our communities expect from our volunteers.
I mean, they will do it to protect their own community, to protect their farmland, to protect their homes
absolutely.
And their towns, but there's a limit, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely there's a limit. You know, one of my officials was on a strike team yesterday down at Burrell Lakes talking to volunteers, and they are knackered. You know, they've got Christmas coming up. Their families want them at home, understandably. I mean, where does it stop? When is this, you know, mini penny-pinching stop? I mean, the effect on the economy every day of this smoke that haze hits is anywhere between $12 and $50 million. So it's affecting our economy right now. Now, how many, I think it was 28 days in the last 2 months that we've had a smoke-affected Sydney. That is costing the economy millions. Now, the government should be looking at that and just say, right, we need to put more resources into fire service because it's economically viable, let alone the right thing to do for our communities.
Leighton Drury, who's the union boss for firefighters.